This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park Majpur Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Dipari Chowk Majlis Park Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometers. The three new corridors are RK Ashram Marg to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Indira Gandhi Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. On the eve of International Women's Day, President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens of the country, especially to women. In her message, the President said that women are the foundation of the society and nation, and educated, self-reliant and empowered women can strongly contribute to a prosperous and progressive nation. To mark the occasion, various programs are being organized across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu will join International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Centre. Minister for Women and Child and Development Annapurna Devi and the Minister of State Savitri Thakur will also be present at the event. Further, the Ministry of Women and Child Development is also organizing a women-led walk titled Shakti Walk along Kartavya Path. The 11th edition of the Raisina Dialogue concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day event, which began on 5th of March, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, joined the inaugural session as the chief guest. The theme of the 2026 edition was Samskar, Assertion, Accommodation and Advancement. On the last day of the dialogue, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit with the growth of India, and those countries working with India will get more benefits.
You know, the Indian Ocean is the only ocean named after a country, and the reasons are obvious. We are right in the middle of it. But I do want the rest of the Indian Ocean to appreciate India. In a way, India's rise is a lifting tide. That with our growth, I think other countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit. Those who work with us obviously will get more benefits.
Government is continuously monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, especially with regard to the welfare of Indian nationals who have been stranded there during transit or on short-duration visits. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that each of the Indian embassies and consulates in these regions have issued detailed advisories and set up 24/7 helplines that are assisting in addressing concerns on account of the ongoing situation. Meanwhile, in view of the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed its examinations for Class 12, scheduled on 9th, 10th and 11th March in the region. The board in a statement said that the new dates for the examinations shall be announced later. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In his statement yesterday, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He also said that the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. In Nepal, Prime Ministerial candidate of Rashtriya Swatantrata Party RSP Balendra Shah has been elected the House of Representatives HOR member from Jhapa constituency number 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli by a wide margin. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be India's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.